Welcome to episode 76 of Cracking the Spine. Me amo Sean.
I'm Zane.
Je m'appelle Joshua.
The gang's all here.
We're here.
Someone's missing.
Who?
Oh,
Dave.
Well, Diamond Dave won't agree to be on the show if Josh is here.
Oh.
We have a history.
Yeah.
Together.
Oh. Josh used to pack brown M&Ms into hookers.
Not the brown ones, the tan ones. Remember when there was two brown M&Ms? Yeah. What a fucking time period to be alive.
You're old.
That was better, though. To having two kinds of brown M&Ms.
Because
you can make yourself believe that they were dark chocolate and milk chocolate.
Yeah,
those
people
instead of all milk chocolate.
Yeah, there's those people who believe that greens taste better.
The what?
That greens taste better, which they do.
Grains?
Greens.
Oh, green M&Ms. Okay, I thought you said grains, like the food group.
I haven't been here for like a couple weeks, and this guy doesn't know.
It shows.
All right, let's get back in the car, guys.
Oh my
that show went
God.
Up without a hitch.
That was a great show. We did so many talkings in that show.
Josh, what are you reading?
Oh, right, that's what we do. Josh, what are you reading?
Is that what this one is? The reading one?
Go ahead.
Oh, you know.
Yeah, I think we do.
Nothing.
Did you...
I'll write that down.
Did you finish?
No, I haven't. I've been busy. I've been really busy.
Okay, listen. It's okay. Just
it's not okay.
Because that's what we do on this show. We ask about reading.
I know, and it's like pulling teeth with me.
No, because pulling teeth is over pretty quickly.
Not with
you can actually
teeth.
Get a tooth out.
I've had like several teeth pulled.
I think this is more like getting a plane to the moon.
A plane?
Yeah, a plane.
All right.
I don't think it's like...
To Earth's moon.
I don't think it's that bad.
You were talking about that book that you're reading, and it sounded awesome, and then it just made me sad because I can't read it.
What, the peripheral?
What?
The one about the fantasy and all that.
Oh, the Patrick Rothfuss.
Why can't you read
Josh, listen to last week's show.
Yeah, I
know, because he edited it. That's the only reason.
Because when I don't have time to edit the show, Josh steps in because he's awesome. By the way, I'm totally, like, praising you, dude, because that's a huge help.
No, he still sucks.
No. Yeah, but for other reasons. In so much as he gets to listen to the show now because he's editing it.
Mm. I'm not listening to anything you're saying right now, so it's new when I edit it.
But yes,
can't Josh read that?
He could read it, because my wife Paige was reading it, but she finished it, so it's up for grabs.
Oh my God, all right. I mean, I'm still reading The Devil in the White City, like I want
to
finish
okay
it.
It's okay to give up on things or
no,
to take a break and then go back.
No, it's never okay.
Do you want me to tell you how The Devil in the White City ends? Today. It's
the Titanic sinks.
It's a book about history, so it ends
Chicago.
Today.
Chicago.
It ends today.
Yeah, it ends tonight.
The Aristocats.
Or Kratz.
The Aristocats.
It could end with the Aristocats.
Oh, do you know what lives at my house now, by the way?
What lives at your house now?
An Aristocat?
The Aerosmith autobiography is at my house right now.
Oh, that's a good book.
Is it all of Aerosmith, or is it just one, like, one guy of Aerosmith?
It's the one where we'd open up the page to, where it
it's
would
like,
be like...
It's like the unofficial biography.
Oh, the one that's like Dirty Laundry and all?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
the band
cool.
sold t-shirts.
Out of the Attic. That's the passage we would always read at Gamer Vision.
You could read that.
I could.
And then come to the show and be like, hey Josh, what are you reading? And you'd be like, oh, I'm reading, let's pretend the title was Dream On, Until Your Dreams Come True.
That's a good title.
That's a better title than Aerosmith Autobiography.
The Unlicensed.
The Unlicensed,
autobiography,
yeah.
Or something.
Something.
It's so weird. So, like, part of what I do in my job now is just going a little
read
bit outside
books.
The box. Is I go to these meetings for, like, launching books.
Okay.
Like I've been to a couple of meetings for books that are coming out. We're doing fall of 2017 now.
That's so far away.
Well, yeah, but we have to, like, it's a whole thing. But,
the city never sleeps.
It's really interesting to be in these meetings because it's...
That.
Have you ever seen the movie Elf?
Yeah.
So, you know that scene in Elf where they're like... They're talking with the Peter Dinklage character.
Peter Dinklage.
And he's like, tomatoes are out. No tomatoes. They're far
too vulnerable.
Too
vulnerable.
Some of my meetings are actually like that.
Oh,
like,
my
like,
God.
Like, I've been in conversations...
The tribe of asparagus children. But they're so conscious of way about the way their pee smells.
I've been in conversations where people are like... Could we maybe have, like, not just pizza on the cover? Or are we locked into that title? Is that the title that we're going with? Because I can't sell that title to X, Y, and Z channel.
Oh,
like,
my God.
It's really, really weird to be in publishing now and see how, like, I don't... It's micromanage is the wrong word. But, like, I'm finally seeing
what's
how
the next step above micromanage.
How the sausage is made. Like I've always my part in books has always been either reading them or selling them when they're finished.
Yeah.
And
now I'm in the
process of getting them made. And this is just the way business is done. Like, I'm not knocking it because I don't want to knock my job. But
I'll do it.
Please don't.
Don't tell me what to name my book about pizza and asparagus.
But it's just, anyway. So, Josh, finish your book.
Sean, what are you reading?
So I finished just tonight on my bus ride home. The Peripheral by William Gibson.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Which I would term 50 Shades of Meh.
Uh-oh.
It just didn't do it for me.
Is there sexiness in it? Whips and chains, handcuffs, smack a little booty up in my belt, scream help. A little bit of that in it?
None of that.
Okay.
There's
but go on.
Save it for the show. oh, wait, this is the show.
After the show.
It's a perfectly good science fiction story about two different timelines that overlap with each other. Like, it's the near future and then the way distant future, and there's this not explained how they get to talk to each other.
That's cool.
There's this server that someone discovers in the future that shows you the past. It's weird.
So it's like a holocron
from
Star Wars.
Yeah, it is kind of like a holocron from Star Wars.
That's cool.
And it's kind of like a murder mystery, but it's very minimalist.
Hmm.
It, the writing style is just very bare bones, and it's not where my brain was.
Yeah, you wanted it to be other stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I finished it because I wanted to. You know, I didn't give up on it.
I would have thrown it out the bus window. Get out of here.
You can't open the bus windows unless there's an emergency.
Yeah, there is
an
emergency.
Like an emergency.
Get rid of the book.
Fair enough.
Oh no, my book's on fire. Emergency, I gotta get rid of it.
Speaking of emergencies, again, a little bit of a tangent. I read this story that last week a woman got on the 6 train in New York, one of the subway lines, and
I know exactly what story it is.
She broke out a jar of crickets.
Yeah, I heard about this. My mom told me about this, weirdly.
And then people were yelling at her, so she opened the jar and then threw it everywhere.
Yeah.
And someone pulled the emergency or the emergency brake.
Yeah, which shuts down everything in
New
York City.
It stopped in the middle of a bridge for an hour and a half, and it shut down the air conditioning.
Nope.
With bugs, live bugs crawling.
Didn't
all...
she defecate in it too?
Oh, did she?
I heard she.
I hadn't heard. I didn't hear the poop part.
She pooped.
Anyway,
they took her away to the mental institution.
Good. And
she said it was performance art.
I heard that part too.
Could have been.
You know, it's New York. Tomorrow I'm going to start reading a book called The Slow Regard of Silent Things by Patrick Rothfuss, who wrote this fantasy series. And this is it's not part of the trilogy, but it's set in the same universe.
Oh, interesting.
It's like a novella about one of the very side characters and what she gets up to.
Oh.
So I'm kind of excited to read it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool.
And it's short.
How short?
200 pages?
It's shorter than The Hobbit.
Yes. Not the person. The book.
What?
What?
The Hobbit. The person. The guy. Bilbo Baggins.
Oh, The Hobbit. Got it.
Yeah.
Why does he get to be The Hobbit?
Because he's the one that finds the ring. The one.
Yeah, but he's not the one who does the destroying of the ring.
No, but it's his ring.
No. He gives it to his kid.
He gives it up, and it's his nephew.
He gives it to his adopted son, who's not as cool as he is, as they tend to be.
Zane, what are you reading?
I started The Broken Hours by Jacqueline Baker.
I don't remember recommending that.
Oh,
well,
okay. I'm back. It feels like I'm back.
Now we're back in the groove.
It's about... I'm not very far into it.
Why not? What are you, Josh?
Because you suck.
Oh, damn. That could have gone anywhere.
I sit around all day thinking about, man, Sean really sucks, and I just can't read.
At least you're thinking about me.
Anyway, it's about H.P. Lovecraft. He's the protagonist in the story.
Okay.
He's the man, H.P. Lovecraft?
Yeah.
As opposed to
the myth, the legend, H.P. Lovecraft?
Okay.
Well, I mean, it's a fictional story.
Does he turn into a Cthulhu?
I don't know yet.
I should let you get to that, I guess.
Who
spoilers.
Wrote it?
Spoilers. Jacqueline Baker.
Okay.
So, that's a thing.
What?
What happened to Zane? Because she's like, done with us.
Is it compelling? I'm guessing not, because all you did was think about me.
I'm honestly, I'm only like maybe 30 pages into it. But it is interesting so far. We're in Rhode Island in the 30s during the Depression.
Oh, is he going to talk about that town where those people look like fish?
He just got a job like as like a house servant for a mysterious older gentleman.
All right.
It's going to be him from the future. It's going to be him from the future.
We'll see.
Also, he's going to talk about that town where the people look like fish.
People look like fish?
He wrote about this town. I think it's in Massachusetts or somewhere, where it's like these people all look weird. Okay. And it was like an inspiration for a lot of his stories about weird fish people.
That's weird.
Because they all look like that.
Wasn't he like racist or anti-Semitic or something?
I mean,
like,
it was 1930, probably. So yes.
Okay. How did you... this is not meant to be like... The Sean being butthurt thing, but how did you hear about it?
I honestly forget. A lot of times what I'll do is if I see something interesting online, like an author that I like that I follow on Twitter or something, and they make a post that's like, oh, this book is really good. It just came out. Everyone should read it. I usually look at like the listing for that book, and then I kind of get... Then I, like, fall down, like, a Googling hole. Oh, yeah, like, well, what else did this person write? And what do they recommend?
Then
and
do
stuff
you
like
buy
that,
it?
You know.
Sometimes I buy it, yeah.
Sometimes I go to the library.
Is this one a library or is this one a purchase?
This is a purchase.
Okay.
Where's there a library around here? There's nothing but woods around here, Zane.
There's actually a library not far from here.
What's it called?
Don't give away your location.
Uh-oh. Tell me later.
I almost just got entrapped by Josh.
I wasn't allowed to say where we were driving to dinner.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
A month ago. So I think Zane giving the location of her home is probably ill-advised.
It's the Free Library of Awesome Town.
Cool. Sounds dope.
Because that's where I live.
Oh, man. Look out, Awesome Town. Here come the tourists. Oh, man. All the Zane hunters.
This is where Zane buys their books. Free live, rents them.
Yeah. Map to Zane's home on every street corner, man. What genre? Is it a horror?
Yeah, I think so.
Cool.
I hope so.
What is H.P. Lovecraft?
I've been reading a lot of books lately that are like, it's horror, and then I'm like,
they're
it's not that scary.
And they're just horrible.
Boom!
Cannon fire. Nice.
Damn.
Alright.
Yeah, alright, good.
Let's go ahead and take a break.
Yes, please.
We're going on 15 minutes now. And,
boom! The other one.
And I'm also ill-prepared.
This is going off without a hitch. The hit movie starring Will Smith.
Hit movie?
In my house it is.
Isn't Margot Robbie in that movie too? Or
no,
Robbie?
That's
Ava Mendez
Focus.
Is she the one in Hitch?
Ava Mendez. Yeah, no. Focus is the one he's talking about. The movie.
Okay.
My mom watches it. It's on all the time.
I've never seen either of them.
They're not great.
The last Will Smith movie I saw was probably...
Independence Day.
That might be accurate. I never saw Ali.
I saw Ali in the movie theater.
Oh, no. Didn't he do an M. Night Shyamalan movie?
Yeah. Didn't he? Wait.
Yeah, the one about the future, but it's
oh,
the future, it's Earth, and his son was in it.
Yeah, the Scientologist Manifesto.
Oh, that
yeah.
one. You
yeah.
saw that?
I watched the first 15 minutes of
it's
it.
It's a terrible movie.
It's god-awful.
What's it? Something Earth?
Space Doc Earth.
No, shit. It's.
Oh, man. It is Earth, though.
After Earth.
After Earth.
After
yeah.
Earth.
I was right.
Something Earth.
You guys are wrong.
You were right. Zane, what are we talking about other than Will Smith movies?
We are talking about a topic posted on the subreddit by Neon Jolt.
Oh. Of the New Hampshire Neon Jolts?
They're old money.
And Neon Jolt said, how do you guys read? For example,
with my eyes.
When I read and I come across a boring description, like all of the food in Game of Thrones, I tend to skip paragraphs or skim until I see quotes. Other people will read every word and even go back to reread a page if they feel like they missed the slightest detail. What do you do?
Both. I do the last thing he says. I am a meticulous man. I have to read everything. If I feel like I'm skipping stuff, like there could be an important sentence about this that sets up the whole story in that paragraph. I don't know.
There's a lot of times I feel like my default setting is kind of the skimming reader.
Really?
Especially with bit, because I read a lot of like really long, like in-depth, detailed novels.
Apparently, you read only half of them.
Well, what happens is, especially if action is moving along, but it's like there's also a lot of description. Like when I like, let's say I'm looking at, you know, if you imagine you're looking at a book and you're looking at the left hand top page right of the spread,
how we read in the Americas,
exactly. Not talking about manga.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I find myself like my eyes drifting down
to
like
check.
Bottom right, like. Where's this going? And like,
man, you're a spoiler alert.
I kind of am. And I sometimes will like skip ahead, but then like if I find myself, like Neal Stephenson sticks out in my mind because Neal Stephenson will get bogged down in like two or three page descriptions of mathematical formulae or like how physics work in orbit. Mm-hmm. And it's like, it's really done well and it's very well researched and it's scientifically accurate, but it doesn't serve the story, or I can't follow it.
Hmm.
Like, I can't follow long descriptions of, like, game theory.
Yeah.
Like, four pages on...
And it's not, since you don't really understand it, it's not going to contribute to, like, your enjoyment of the book one
it's
way or the
plot.
Other.
It's not plot.
Right.
It's plot. It's background. And like, Neal Stephenson, I think more than a lot of authors that I read... for lack of a better term, loves to smell of his own farts. Like, he really...
I mean, let's be honest.
Well, everybody loves...
I love the smell of Neal Stephenson's farts, too.
What I mean is he's very impressed...
He was...
that he with how impressive he is.
Right, yeah.
So, like, you find yourself going, okay, I don't understand this, but I'm gonna just sort of, like...
Yeah.
Not absorb it,
right.
But read it.
Skim it.
Scan it.
I can see...
So I can get back to plot.
Yeah, I don't really do that, though, with, like, descriptions of, like, things in the world, though. Like, when
it's
like...
It's different for you, because you don't read a lot of novels.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
You tend to read more, like, nonfiction works, biographies, scripts.
I want to know all of the stuff. I want to know all the information. I want to see it. When I'm reading, it's sort of like running. Like, I want to get into that rolling groove of just, like, having it just melt into my brain. You know what I mean?
That's funny, because when I run, I just want to be done with it. Like,
well.
I'm going to be done at some point.
Well, that's how I feel about starting to read sometimes. Like, I'm like, oh my God, so daunting. But then, like, I get into this groove, and I really love it. You know what I mean? But I have to get there. I have to it's like exercise, because, I mean, it is. It's like exercise for your brain, you know? And I hate running, but I love it, too.
Right.
Like, when I do it enough, I'm like, this is great. I love it. I'm high off of this stuff, you know? But I don't like to skip stuff because, like, I don't know. Like, I feel like it's cheating.
Huh.
I feel like I'm cheating.
Hmm. Cheating
myself.
Who? Yourself? Okay.
Yeah. I feel like I'm cheating on your wife.
Me or Zane?
I don't know.
Fair enough. Zane, where do you fall on the spectrum?
I'm definitely guilty of skimming sometimes. I get, like...
See, Josh? Zane's cheating on my wife, too.
Everybody
is.
Especially... I tend to skip around a little bit. Like, I do the same thing when I watch, like, TV shows and stuff. Like, if it's...
What do you do with TV shows?
If it's too exciting, like, I get, like, amped up and I'm like, oh my God, how does this end? I really need to know.
I do it with sporting events.
So sometimes, like,
what?
I'll...
I record sporting events and then I, like, fast forward.
So you know the end.
Oh my God,
like,
where am I?
Like, with football, like... I just want to see the plays. I don't need to see the huddle. I don't need to see the beer commercials.
I don't record like stuff. Like I don't do. I have to watch it when it's on, or I won't watch it.
Okay.
So like I don't like that because I don't.
But see, like in that case, like when I'm reading a book, especially when it's really really good, like I'll kind of like skip to the end of the chapter and I'll like read the last line and then I'll kind of like go back and pretend like I didn't just do that.
Do you really?
Yeah.
I know. So I know a couple of people.
Because I get like, I don't know. It's hard to describe. I get like anxious. I'm like, oh my God, where is this going? Like, it's too exciting. It's too good. And so I like skip ahead and then I go back. But I always go back and I reread. But sometimes I'll skim. Like, I feel like it maybe was in Game of Thrones. I mean, I did not enjoy reading the Game of Thrones books, but...
That's totally fair. Yeah, that's absolutely a fair thing to say.
One of them... Not one of them. He, like, puts in, like, the songs.
Yeah.
And I just...
Oh, I skip songs.
I skip. Like, as soon as it got to the... I think I read the first couple of ones, like, in the first book, and then I was like, that's a song, and I would just skip through it, because I don't need to know what that fucking song is. Like,
Tolkien
and
does that?
Yeah, he does it all the time, and it's like,
yes,
no, I'm not
reading
this.
Yes, and I skip it in Tolkien, too. Like, I...
Interestingly, Patrick
Roth... doesn't contribute a lot.
Patrick Rothfuss puts a lot of songs, not a lot, but a fair number of songs in both The Name of the Wind and The Wise Man's Fear, and I read them.
Do you?
Yeah, because they're kind of central to the story, because the
how
protagonist...
How do you know how the tune goes?
You sort of don't. You have to read it like poetry.
Ugh.
Pretend you're a college freshman.
A dog's anus.
Didn't we already do this one?
Dog's anus. Yo, throwback.
I'd listen to that song again.
But, yeah... Songs, yeah. Honestly, there's a lot of stuff in the Game of Thrones where you go, no.
Well, there's just so much of it. Like, I feel like the first book, I was trying really hard to, like, this is all important.
Right.
And this is all part of, like, the world building, and I have to know all of this stuff. And then, like, halfway through the book, I was like, oh, so much of this is non-essential information. I do not need to know it.
Let's just
the
admit
story
that the
itself
show
is so
better.
Dense, I don't need anything else. I agree.
The show is better. It is. I'm sorry, it is.
How many of the books have you read?
Sorry, books.
How many of the books have you read?
Zane told me about them.
How many of the books have you read?
I read them to him.
Yeah, at night.
I call him at night.
Okay. So you can't say that.
Zane, read me A Song of Ice and Fire.
The thing I've been exposed to is better than the thing I've never taken the opportunity to expose myself to.
No, but I know...
Is what
like,
you're saying.
I know, like, in the books, like, that there's a lot of stuff that doesn't go anywhere, which, like, kind of sucks.
Well, you don't know that because he's not finished the series yet. It hasn't gone anywhere yet, but you have to imagine that he's setting up a work.
Remember like an hour ago when I really missed you guys both being here?
Yeah, that ended.
I have no memory of that.
That ended right quick.
He was baiting me, and deliberately. That's why he said four times in a row that the show was better, looking directly at me.
Well, good thing you're not susceptible to bait.
I am susceptible to bait. Fish gotta eat, man.
Fish gotta eat. That's that old saying, fish gotta eat. I think it's in a song in the Song of Ice and Fire.
You wouldn't know.
Fish gotta eat.
Actually, it's a, kind of a line from Finding Nemo. Birds gotta eat, fish gotta swim.
I've only seen that once.
You're an idiot.
I'm a Wall-E guy, so...
Double down on idiocy.
Suck my dicks.
Movie's so heavy-handed. But we don't talk about movies on this show. We talk about books.
And TV
shows.
And TV shows. I've been watching The Wire, you guys.
I haven't watched it.
Dude, it's fucking great.
That's what everyone says, so I mean, it must be great, but do I have time to watch The Wire?
You should take... You get a job where you have to be on a bus for an hour and a half every day. With unlimited data on your phone.
Oh my God, with this unlimited data. You ridiculous.
I'm like reruns of Star Trek The Next Generation. Unlimited data.
Dude.
Come on, that was pretty good.
Oh my God.
I mean, it's no Reggae Shark, but it's pretty good.
Reggae Shark.
He's real.
Reggae Shark is real.
Oh my God. So, skimming. Sometimes...
I can't. You do it with television though, and that's
weird.
Weird.
I can't.
Like, do you fast forward TV and then
rewind?
No, it's worse than that. While I'm watching, I'll like
hide?
Google like the
character. Yeah, okay.
It obviously only works for shows like it that I'm like binging on Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
But like, I get anxious and I'm like, oh no, how does this go? I've gotten better. I don't do this as much, but I'd be like, well, how is this going to end? And I can't help it. I Google it.
I can't do that. Like, well, that takes away.
Yeah.
See, to a certain degree, I agree that like, you know, spoilers, I don't want to be spoiled and everything, but like, I can know what the outcome of a show or a movie is and still go in and watch it and enjoy it.
That's how Titanic came to
like,
be one of the biggest movies of all time. Everybody knows that boat's going to sink. But Zane went and saw it anyway.
I've never seen Titanic.
idiot.
I saw Titanic in the theater.
I saw Titanic seven times in the theater.
We had a double VHS.
Oh, yeah. Because it came on two. Uh-huh. Yeah.
That's how I remember watching Titanic.
That's how I remember watching Braveheart.
Braveheart on VHS,
The advanced copy like a screener?
Yeah, I was over at Joe Renzetti's house one night. He's like, you want to watch some Academy Award movies? I have them all. And I was like, awesome.
Yo, name dropper.
Sorry. We're friends.
He may or may not listen to the show. I can't remember.
He might.
Sometimes he does.
I've told him about it.
Yeah. By the way, no one else in podcast land cares. This is our friend, Joe Renzetti.
He's an Oscar-winning composer,
man. You can Google him.
Just saying.
I'm just saying.
We're like having an entire conversation about Joe, and our listeners might not know who
that
is.
They'll figure it out. Context clues.
Won the Academy Award for the...
They'll Google it, fast
forward. For the Buddy Holly story.
Yeah.
Also composed the score for a couple of Chucky movies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, the other thing, I started to say before, I know some people, I don't do it myself, who, when they go to buy a book, will read the first page and the last page. And it's not just one person I know who does it. It's like a thing.
My mom does the last page thing.
That's so weird to me.
Yeah, my mom's a weirdo. Wow.
I don't know that the last page of a book would help me, like, decide whether or not to buy a book.
Right?
Yeah, like it wouldn't, because you have no
context. Like, standing in the store,
I don't think.
Like, maybe once I started the book and I'm like, 50 pages in, like, I can see myself being tempted to read the end, but
not if...
Yeah, that's what I used to tell people when I worked at the shop, like, if they were, like, on the fence about the book, I was like, listen, if you have a couple minutes, sit down and read the first 10 pages.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If it gets you after 10 pages, it's good. If it doesn't, find something
else. Man, you're a good bookseller. Most booksellers are like, you don't buy that. Get out of here, redheaded kid, who reads all these first 10 pages of books.
Yeah, that's why I hate reading. That sounds like you. Going in and reading.
Well, because that's because you would do it. It would take you like 3 years. To
the library is warm, Zane. They have a nice bathroom.
Just reminds like the out of context thing, like that episode we did. I don't remember what number it was, where we read the 69th page of a lot of books,
the cheese book.
Yeah. I was like, oh, I'll be able to answer this question for Sean. I'll look up what episode it is. I'll flip back through my book.
Time for that sound drop. Josh, make sure you put that in.
Just left space for
it. Make sure you put that in when you edit, all right, Josh?
What's that? What are you talking about?
69, dude! Come on.
You gotta put it in after that,
Jesus.
Too.
I didn't edit that one. I didn't listen to it.
Go back and listen. It's one of our good ones.
I lived it.
76 good ones.
I don't need to listen to it.
Oh, we didn't do a 76 joke.
76ers. Philadelphia.
The year I was born?
You were born in 76?
76 AD.
The bicentennial.
Yes.
The bicycle... Tenth speed.
I am 200 years and 30 days younger than America.
Whoa.
Wow.
Right?
That's cool.
That's cool.
I was born in 1983. The year that the Stranger Things is in.
I haven't seen that yet. Good?
We were talking about it. It's real good.
All right.
Watch it on your infinite phone.
After I get through 7 seasons of The Wire, I might.
Jesus Christ.
I've got 9 episodes in.
Do you put your headphones in?
Yeah. You have to on the bus. There's quiet.
They yell at you. Yeah. On the train, they'll fucking yell at you on the train.
The bus driver will get on the microphone and be like, ladies and gentlemen, we enforce a quiet policy on these buses. Please do not talk on your cell phones.
And then everyone boos. Boo!
Boo!
And they throw vegetables up at the front.
Boo!
You guys were there.
Right. I've been on a bus trip before. I think I watched, what's the movie with Steve Martin and he's got a million kids?
Parenthood.
Cheaper by the Dozen.
No, not that one.
That's the one where he's got a million kids. She's right about that.
Parenthood is the one where he has the daughter. Seems like he has a
He's got a son. Father of the Bride.
I watched that on a bus once. And I skipped to the end.
And you've never seen Titanic.
Dude, they didn't show it on the bus. It's too long.
Oh, it was like playing on the bus?
Yeah, and I got sick. I get sick from that.
I don't believe that you've never caught any of Titanic.
I mean, I know what happens in the movie.
Yeah,
I know.
That's not what he asked.
I know.
I've had sex in the car. I've seen that part. I've seen, like, the end because it gets played places. I don't care.
I don't know this guy.
I don't care about it. Right. I don't care.
You don't have to care. It's just surprising to me that you haven't
seen
it.
It's one of those like milestones in filmmaking.
But somehow I ended up seeing them anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, Josh.
Get Josh.
The boat sinks and the lady loses her love and her giant opal.
Oh my god! Spoilers.
Also, it's a diamond.
Whatever. I googled it because I was too anxious. I was like, does this lady lose her opal?
All right, we've come full circle.
Oh, yeah.
Two or three times. So, we'll take a little break. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to episode 76 of Cracking the Spine. I'm Josh.
I'm Sean.
I'm Zane.
We're still here.
I don't remember what we do at this part.
That's okay. You never do.
Yeah.
This is the part where we talk about how people listen to us and love us, and we love them back.
And oh, tell us, great. How do you read books? Do you skim? Are you like a thorough reader? Do you go back and reread and catch all the details? Let us know.
Do you read the last page first? Be one of those people and tell us about it.
First page last?
So we also, this is also the part of the
Josh put his head down on the table when I said that.
This is also the part of the show where we give shouts out to the people who...
Shout
out? Shouts out.
Yeah, shouts out.
Okay.
Shouts the noun.
All right.
Okay.
It's like attorneys general.
Coles de sec.
Bowls de sec.
The Miami's Heat.
Anyway, the people who reached out to us when we asked them to in the third segment that Josh doesn't remember. So we got an email from Alec Wetzel, who was asking, he had asked me for recommendations previously, and I gave him a couple.
Nice.
This is going back to February, so he's reading at a Josh pace.
Oh, my God.
So he just wrote back and said,
jeez.
Well, I recommend, what happened was I...
Sean, he's our listener.
I know. He's a good guy.
What about me? It hurts my feelings.
You're not a listener.
No, I'm not.
Unless you're editing. By the way, you edit this week. Anyway, I suggested, he had asked me, like, based on some stuff that he read, and I suggested a couple of Max Barry books.
Uh-huh.
And he wrote back and said, Sean, I'm sorry I didn't get back to you. I loved Lexicon. It took me a while to read. Like Josh length of time, he said.
Hey, man, we're all in this together, me and you, Aaron Wetzel.
But it was really good. I like that it told the story from two different points, feeding you little bits of info on the way until it came around together at the climax. It's always nice to come together at a climax. So cool. And then he said, I also picked up a book called Mordrawd. It's a fantasy novel that was originally in Italian, but they've now translated the first two books into English. I'm not very far in, but the writing style is very smooth, like riding down a hill, like riding a sled down a hill of butter.
Whoa.
That's a great visual.
Right? It's pretty good. It's pretty good simile. Well done, simile friend. Also, it has wizards and junk, which is cool. If you have any more recommendations like Lexicon, please let me know. Alec.
Read more Max Barry.
Yeah, definitely. I would
just,
read...
Just, like, go pick up, like, read Syrup.
Jennifer
read
Government.
Read Jennifer Government. Like, you honestly, can you go wrong with Max Barry? I don't think you can.
No. I mean, Machine Man, I think, is his most uneven.
Machine Man!
Sure. I always think Bush. Got a Machine Man! Burning
the wrist! Anyway. 1996 was a dope year.
yes, it was. So anyway, yeah, go pick up... That's great recommendations, Zane. Read other Max Barry titles. And then we got an email from John Glessner.
Cool.
Who said, hi, Sean, Zane, and Josh. I really enjoyed your last road trip / travel book show. I like to travel and bring a novel with me every time I get on a
plane. That's
a
really generous way to describe that episode.
Your drunken foray to meat.
I really enjoyed your half-drunken ramblings.
Well, I was full-on drunk.
Oh, I remember. Okay.
Yeah, we know.
I don't.
I was in the backseat with you.
I just started Shantram, which is a book it's been on my radar, by Gregory David Roberts. It's about an escaped convict on the run who flees to India. To escape the Australian government. Adventure and travel abound, so I'm excited to dig in.
That's cool.
And then he said, some of my other favorites are Travels with Charlie. He wants to hear our thoughts on these. So as I toss them out, give him thoughts. Travels with Charlie, John Steinbeck. Never read it. The Beach.
The movie's good.
Never saw it. Never read it.
Movie's great.
All right. The Motorcycle Diaries.
Never read it.
Shut up, Dan. You're not on the show.
That's also a movie.
Dan
never
says,
saw a movie.
Yeah.
Kafka on the Shore.
No.
I've been to the shore.
I know about Kafka. All
right.
I've read Metamorphosis.
And then he goes on to say, and this is just a little bit of patting you guys and me on the back.
Yes.
Hearing you guys seriously discuss and joke around is both inspiring and uplifting each week.
Yeah!
I will add parenthetically, maybe not each week.
Well, maybe he listens to an episode every week.
Thanks for all the wonderful episodes, and I look forward to more to come. Best, John.
I love you!
So, John, it's actually, thank you. It's nice to be back on a sort of, hopefully, schedule, like regular schedule, guys.
Yeah. Schedule.
This is 2 weeks in a row, at least.
Hey. Schedule. Take what you can get, man.
That's right.
And, Zane, we got some mentions on the social media.
Them that bear social media.
I'm looking at it right now. Do you want to read mine?
Yes, I do. God.
What the shit are you doing? Give me my phone back.
This is awkward.
Oh my god, we got more stuff. Okay.
Yeah, we did.
It's because Josh retweeted us.
That patented Henderson bump.
Bump it up.
6 days ago. Trendy Moron.
Nice name.
Of the Vermont Morons.
Oh, they're super rich too. They're new money,
asked us exactly what kind of ritual summoning dance do I need to perform in order to make a new episode appear.
That's right. And by the way, we told that dude what dance he needed to do. Yeah. And he never fucking did it.
And by the way, I don't think that guy even favorited our tweet in which we told him to do the tunnel snakes dance.
That's right. I do remember this.
So you're lucky we're even here.
So maybe it's time to block him.
Because Trendy Moron, had our fate hands, and he
Maybe fumbled. His username is actually correct. He doesn't know what's trendy, and he's a moron.
That's
slow.
Okay, I put Trendy Moron on him. I'm the one that named him Trendy Moron.
Tunnel snakes rule, man.
We're the tunnel snakes.
That's also us. Got a mention today from Baron Davis.
The FTW. Baron of Davis.
No, of the Los Angeles Lakers.
That's Byron.
Who linked to a Humble Bubble bundle.
Humble Bubble.
Hey, nobody don't pop.
Sorry.
I'm not the best bubble.
I said
Bubblicious is better.
I said Bumble. But anyway.
Bubble butt.
Go ahead.
Well, I'm trying.
Come on.
We can tell.
For Mad Magazine presented by DC.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Which Sean is very interested in. So thanks a lot for that.
Yeah, that's going to not come back to haunt the rest of us.
Look out for the Kickstarter, guys.
That sounds freaking awful.
Yeah.
And then just now.
My favorite thing about your house, Zane, is there's no Mad Max magazine sitting on a shelf anywhere to be sold for Sean to read.
A Mad Max magazine you would read.
Sorry, Mad Magazine. Sorry.
By the way, Mad Magazine would call Mad Max
Sad Sacks. And it would be
that's it.
They're sad.
All right. Anyway, follow us on Twitter @ Cracking Spine.
I'm Furiosuck.
Like us on Facebook. Email
us. I'm Infarting Job. All right.
Facebook. Email.
Anyway, thanks for listening, guys. It feels good to have done another show.
Hooray!
Get back in the mix.
We did it.
Hopefully you loved it. If not, tune in next week. It'll be better.
Yeah, I promise.
That's a guarantee.
Yeah.
Guaranteed.
That's a thing.
From me to you. And if it isn't, you can sue Podomatic.
Maybe we'll have David Lee Roth back.
Oh, yeah. It sounded like Randy.
Oh, no.
It sounded like Randall Macho Man Savage.
Oh, no.
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 No. All right. Talk later.
Check them out. Books. Check them out. At your library.